Here's how the 2020 Democrats are reacting to the U.S. assassination of Iran's Qasem Soleimani by the Associated Press in Washington. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said Thursday that President Donald Trump has, quote, tossed a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox with the targeted killing of Iran's top general in an airstrike at Baghdad's international airport. The former vice president joined other Democratic White House hopefuls in criticizing Trump's order, saying it could leave the U.S. on the brink of a major conflict across the Middle East. The Pentagon said the U.S. military killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, in Baghdad Friday at the direction of Trump. The attack is expected to draw severe Iranian retaliation against Israel and American interests. The Defense Department said Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders released a statement saying, "Trump's dangerous escalation brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East that could cost countless lives and trillions more dollars." Democrats acknowledge the threat posed by Soleimani, with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren calling him a murderer responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans. However, she added, Trump's reckless move escalates the situation with Iran and increases the likelihood of more deaths and new Middle East conflict. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang tweeted, "War with Iran is the last thing we need and is not the will of the American people. We should be acting to de-escalate tensions and protect our people in the region." The attack also drew criticism from Democrats who aren't running for president. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the administration conducted the airstrike without consultation of Congress or an authorization for use of military force against Iran. She said it risks provoking further dangerous escalation of violence. But Republicans on Capitol Hill stood behind Trump. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said, "I appreciate President Trump's bold action against Iranian aggression. To the Iranian government, if you want more, you'll get more." And Senator James Inhofe, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said, "America does not and should not seek war, but it will respond in kind to those who threaten our citizens, soldiers, and friends. As the president has long promised, de-escalation is preferable and possible, but only if our adversaries choose it."